This is JIS News. Coming up, Occupational Safety and Health Act to be passed this legislative year. Government remains committed to increasing food production and Prime Minister to be inducted into IWF Hall of Fame. Details after the break.
Energy conservation is important in reducing the country's energy bill. Save energy by replacing incandescent bulbs with LED or compact fluorescent lamps. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, should be enacted within this legislative year. Minister Kellyer says the government is committed to putting the legislation in place, which will provide the framework for securing safety and health in the workplace and other connected areas.
The Justice Minister recently gave indication that steps are being taken to finalize the drafting of the OSHA bill by month end. And this means that the target for enacting this legislation within this legislative year is still achievable. I reinforce my own pledge to continue to work as hard as possible to bring this matter to fruition.
Mr. Kellyer was addressing a breakfast meeting in Kingston on Wednesday. The bill will set the groundwork for the protection of workers in all spheres of economic activities and will comprehensively address all occupational hazards. It covers a broader range of considerations than the existing Factories Act to protect workers on the job and define working conditions. The bill will also establish a joint health and safety council that monitors the safety and well-being of workers. The government remains committed to increasing the production of local foods as it intensifies efforts to promote food security and safety in Jamaica. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says the local domestic production of staples continues to increase incrementally, while the island is also self-sufficient in the production of chicken meat and pork. Minister Clark says through the AgriParks program, the government is strategically targeting the production of peas, beans, onions, fish and meat, a vast amount of which is imported.
Part of our solution must be to increase production and productivity of local foods. This cannot be stressed too often. And once we have produced locally, we must also aim to consume fresh local produce, which very often are the fruits, vegetables, and staples we need for healthy diets and lifestyles.
The minister was speaking at the World Food Day National Ceremony and Exhibition in St. Catherine Wednesday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is to be inducted into the prestigious International Women's Forum IWF Hall of Fame. Mrs. Simpson Miller will receive the award on October 18 at the IWF Leadership Conference in Vancouver, Canada. The IWF, through the coveted Hall of Fame Award, pays tribute to the incredible impact that women of courage, creativity, and passion have made towards improving society, inspiring others, and building better leadership in the world. Mrs. Simpson Miller joins several other female heads of government and global women leaders to be inducted in the prestigious fraternity, including former Prime Minister of Dominica, Dame Eugenia Charles, and former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. President of the IWF's Jamaica chapter, Minna Israel, and past president of the chapter, Pat Ramsey, will be on hand to support the Prime Minister as she accepts the distinguished honor. The Prime Minister leaves the island on Thursday, October 17, and will return on Saturday, October 19. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton has stressed the need for a balance between the country's imports and exports. Addressing the first in a series of sensitization seminars hosted by the Trade Board recently, Minister Hilton said the drive must be to carry out both activities much more efficiently. He points out that while importation is necessary, countries that import more for production and less for consumption have more successful economies.
We have to focus in more on bringing in the things that we use as inputs into production than we do as final products for consumption. And the extent to which we do that and are able to do that, we would narrow the trade deficit or eliminate it because we'll be importing more efficiently and exporting more. And you eliminate the trade deficit, which has a direct impact on the value of our dollar.
The objective of the seminar was to sensitize exporters and other interest groups to the benefits to be derived under the various trade agreements being administered by the Trade Board. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.